Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you heal, you can take a break. I'm a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Day today, we have Queen Z in the house. Hi, Queenie.
Hi, and that's only with one Z, not the way that you advertise it with four Z's. Didn't sound like, oh, yeah, she'll put you to sleep. Don't worry about it. Just listen. Got insomnia? Get on the air. Susan, you'll be sleeping like a baby.
You know what, Susan? That is so far from the truth. Because if anybody reads or does tarot or intuitive abilities as you and your Akashic mediumship, you're everything. You wouldn't put anybody to sleep. So please forgive me if that's what it looked like. But
you can hear him snoring in the audience.
But I just want everyone to know today, Susan and I have, we just want to bring you such holiday cheer and joy. Yesterday, for me, started, and many people around the world, started Hanukkah. And actually, Christmas is coming for everybody else, and every other holiday, I'm sure, for anybody else celebrating other things. But it is a great, great, great time of the year. You can feel all the tension, the excitement, the crazy shopping, and the change of weather in the air. And everyone from, I think, every religion and every background enjoys what I consider the winter holiday season. So,
they're saying that I read somewhere that, you know, it used to be more of a religious holiday, and now what is happening is that the true spirit of Christmas, even though it has become very commercial, is that the true spirit of what everyone is celebrating is the coming together of family. That Christmas time, and versus a religious holiday. I mean, that's still there. I mean, we're thankful for the Big J for coming and teaching us. But you know, the thing is that, you know, who knows when he was born? I mean, for God's sake.
Absolutely. You know? And who knows if they tell you the truth about any of this? But I do have to tell you, Susan, especially with religion, and you know we don't do it on this show, but we love everything. We love we love Christmas, we love Hanukkah, we love Kwanzaa, we love any other holiday you can think of as long as it's peaceful.
As long as they're embracing a loving God.
Yeah, God. And the thing is that I'll tell you, you know what? My family was brought up Orthodox, and Orthodox Jewish is pretty religious. I wasn't, but my father's family was. But you know what my dad said to me? God rest his soul, because he died on Christmas Day. I always think he's up there with the ascended masters. But I got to tell you, he used to say, Bonnie, Santa Claus, candy canes, and reindeer had nothing to do with any religious sect. And I love that, because really, everybody should be able to feel the season. And you are so right, Susan. I love that we all look to come together with family. But you and I know that family doesn't always mean blood.
A happy Christmas Day.
You could have. I know a lot of people who don't.
Yeah, it's how the soul grows when you've got issues going on. You know, oh, my God, my sister's going to be there. You know, oh, my God, you know, mom's going to do this again. And it's like, let's just hope that it's a quiet, you know. And then inevitably you have the drama queen or something like that. But it all comes with the soul family and the growth and everything. And if it's pushing your buttons, it means that it's your growth issue.
Well, you know what, Susan? And also I want to talk about, which I want to bring up, because I'm hoping this season's going to be happy for everyone. But happiness is what you make it, what we make it, not what other people make it for us. Because both Susan and I are counselors, it's really important for you to know that. If you put the loving feeling forth, then no matter what happens, you will have a great season. Even if you're alone, with a pet, with friends, just go. Have a hot chocolate at the corner. Bring your furry animal, or actually your furry soulmate, or go and meet friends. It doesn't always talk about having to be with blood family. Now, for me, I don't have much family.
Absolutely. In the last couple of years, my life has done a complete cleansing and turner of it. And there was some of the most profound, quiet, loving moments that I felt is when I was by myself on a holiday.
Yeah, and you know, Susan, you did have a cat at one time, many of them. So you were
actually,
cat lady.
I had four of them, but they all got old and they went home.
Right. Well, and they're all with you, giving you snuggly licks on your face while you don't look. But the thing is, you don't have to change kitty litter or feed them.
Yeah, they make biscuits on my feet at night, you know, and I have to tell them Don't do that. Don't do that. If you're going to sleep with me, go to the end of the bed because, it, you know, it freaks me out. That type of thing.
Well, the thing is, I do want everybody to know that soul family, and that's what really Susan and I are trying to say, aren't always your blood relatives. A lot of times they are including your blood relatives, but there are soul friends, soul pets. Your work, if you, here's a good example. When you're in the hospital as a physician or nurse or a resident or intern or student, you live in the hospital. And so who becomes your family are the people that are there with you constantly, day in and day out. And it's interesting to see, even like I said, as a counselor, who you actually end up being family with. Sometimes it's mm-hmm. not always the people you're born into. So I do want everybody to go ahead. I know you want to say something, Susan. Go for it.
Yes, well, exactly. You know, like my daughter is moved here to San Francisco, and she, her extended family in college, she still has three or four college friends out here that moved out to San Francisco, which is where she ended up. And they were her family. I mean, they're like extended brothers, sisters. And because I came from a broken home and lived most of my life with either relatives or boarding schools, when I got into my 20s, I had 40 of my dearest and closest family friends. And they became, this big, huge, extended, soul family. And my daughter was raised with them, and she saw that, and she created that herself, too. So, yes, family is not just blood relatives.
Blood.
If you feel it, it's there. There's a connection.
And I believe, so why we're bringing this up, and I just wanted everybody to know that this season and every season, I'm going to take a hiatus. So I'm going to actually miss all of my family, which is I'm going to be with my family, but I'm going to miss my radio family. Right.
Yeah.
Not my family that has left the earth plane. I will be with them spiritually. The people on the earth plane, I will be with them physically. But the people that I really contact every day, and I'm on the radio a lot, that's my radio family, and I will miss you all. And so what my purpose is to tell you, and I know Susan will have something to say in a second, is that we create our own reality of what makes us happy and who we want to bring forward to make us happy. And so I would like to tell everybody, go out there. Go, even if there's a stranger out there, go give a big smile. Go say happy holidays. Do whatever it takes to make your heart sing, because unfortunately for all of us, we do it in the month of December when actually we should be doing it all year. But so just
very
be grateful.
Deep, Bonnie. Very deep.
I know. I got to get lighter. That's just not me right now.
That was good.
Anyway.
That says it all. That's what the holidays are about. It's like to help us remember that it's not just over the Christmas holidays or December and January that everybody says, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, it should be an energy that we try to carry all through the whole year.
Well, I'm hoping that people learn that, like me, who I make everything a holiday. But before we get to the callers, and I know this caller 719, no, he's first. I do want to talk to you. But Susan and I were just talking about deja vu when we started the show, and actually behind the scenes of the show. And Susan said, and I'm speaking for her, that she never, ever, ever felt deja vu. And to tell you the truth, I know the expression and I know what it means, but I've never felt it either. I've heard of it. I know people who have seen it. That's not true, Susan. When you see somebody also that you think you know, that could be deja vu too, not just places. There's a whole list of deja vus. It's deja
something. No, actually, what deja vu is, which is what people find rather odd who I my clients and who I read for and my family and you also, because you're extremely gifted, is that experiencing deja vu. Yeah, you're welcome. It's basically like the first level of spiritual 101. I mean, even people with heavier energy that aren't in tune to lighter dimensional energy experience deja vu. It's a very, very common psychic experience, and people are very accepting of that. And when I say, I haven't a clue of what you are talking about because I have never experienced deja vu, they look at me like I'm crazy, and they go, what? You know, with all the gifts that you have, you've never experienced deja vu? I mean, my sister slips in and out of dimensions all the time, and she says that she has it several times a day. She'll go, whoa, I have so said this before to you, and I've been here before. And I think what deja vu is, that we are dimensional shifting, you know, experiencing simultaneous lives at the same time. And some people have the, actually, it's a common thing. I mean, if you talk about, you know, wow, have you ever experienced deja vu? They go, oh, my God, yeah. You know, I mean, it's like it's so cool or whatever. It's so weird. And I just kind of go, okay.
Well, you know what, deja vu, you know, I did a whole show on deja vu, Susan, and there's different words for deja vu. Deja something, deja this, deja that. But deja vu, if you've been somewhere, it actually means that if you visit someplace, there's different other deja vus, because I couldn't believe it when I actually did the show on, there's several different deja vus. And the deja vu we're talking about right now is if you've been to a place that you thought you've been to before. Now, I know,
yeah,
there's
like
other
a
things.
Example.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
so,
I've been here before, you know,
yeah.
But yet you're not. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I have never really felt that way. I don't remember if I actually, I probably am having deja vu now. I don't remember if I've had a deja vu.
I'm having deja vu at the moment and don't know it.
Yeah, so it could be one of those. But I do want to get, I promised everyone tonight I would answer the phone. But when we do, we want to hear what you think about deja vu and if you've ever experienced it before. So come chat with us, and we want your questions, but we also want your participation. So 719, be ready to participate. Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking
Hello.
To? I know who it is, but we love male voices, so please tell us who we're speaking to, unless it's a deja vu.
Sorry. My name's Darian Montevut. I'm calling from Colorado.
Hi. Have you ever experienced deja vu?
I have, actually. Minor cases, just to kind of where it was like a weird feeling that I had, you know, either done it before or, like, say, the other day I was at work, and just the place I was sitting and the way I was, like, seeing everything, my actual perception was, like, exactly what I had seen before, or at least that's what it felt like, as much as I could explain anyways.
Wow.
You do that often, or is that, like, it's just, like, when it happens, you go, whoa, like, you know how they do it on movies, whoa, deja vu, you know?
It happens kind of often. It's not something that happens, like, you know, constantly, but it is something that, like, I have noticed that it's happened to me, yeah, at least more than a handful of times before.
So you know what?
Yeah.
You know what Susan is saying, which is really cool? What she's kind of saying, and I'm going to, then she can correct me if I'm wrong, is you're starting to slip in to past life memory, which is really different dimensions. So I love that. And so when did you start? Do you just notice it now, or have you always, like some people said, well, as a kid, I knew I visited somewhere before.
It's kind of been like a over my lifetime thing. Like I'm 21, so it's something that just kind of, I don't know, as I've been growing up, I've noticed that, you know, that deja vu has happened before, but I never really thought too much into it, just because, I mean, I don't know, I didn't really have that much of an idea about it, you know.
Well, honey, you're awful young. Now I want to call you a baby. He's only in his second going, maybe third. Susan, what is he in?
How old are you now?
I'm 21.
31?
He's younger than me. 21. 21. You keep wanting to make him older.
Okay.
This poor guy is 21.
Stop talking, buddy. I can't hear what he's saying. Did you say 31?
21.
21.
Two,
oh, my God. Yeah. Yes. Okay. The soul window, it's like you're just like a piece of clay, and everything is brand new. But what I pick up from you is that you're an old soul having a brand new experience. And as we all are, we're all old souls, or, you know, we've done this.
Well, you can say you're an old soul, but I am definitely a young soul. No, I'm kidding.
not if you claim to be Cleopatra, you're not.
That's true, absolutely. I actually, it's just like this gentleman, this kid, I am an old soul, very old soul, with a very new life is what I am. So
you need to grow up, Tinkerbell.
Well, so, how can we have... Go ahead, Susan. I know you have more to say to him.
Go ahead, Tinkerbell. You're going to ask the same question I was just getting ready to ask him.
What can we help you with, my friend?
Honestly, I'm kind of unsure. I've never actually called into your show before. My auntie, who actually she calls pretty often. You know, she has contacted you at the blog talk show a couple of times. Well, mm-hmm. I've been having like weird feelings lately, just kind of like a lot of wonder, kind of like wondering, you know, what I'm doing, what I should be doing. I'll get these feelings of kind of like emptiness, kind of like
melancholy.
Yeah, exactly. It's a very, you know, and then I'll get like really morose and like, I don't know, it just turns into something where, I don't know, I'll get like these random periods of where like I feel like I just want to, you know, cry, and, you know, then like after I'm done crying, I don't know why I cried. It's just kind of one of those things like... I don't know.
That's exactly what it was I was trying to tell you, honey, is that
you're
an old soul having a brand new experience. And you are in a soul window right now where you're just coming out of discovering that, wow, you're on a new adventure, but nobody gave you the map. And so it's
instructional.
Right, and so you're kind of like, in a new country, just got off the plane, and you realize that, wow, you don't have an itinerary. What do I do here? And it's only temporary. You're very, very connected in dream time, very connected in dream time. Pay attention to dreams, because what I'm picking up from you, when I say old soul, I mean that you have been a forefront leader many, many times. You've shown the way in many lifetimes. This lifetime, you've come here to more or less like learn from other people, because the energy is different since the last time you incarnated. We are in Aquarius energy now versus Pisces energy. Aquarius energy is much higher vibrational, faster moving. We're in the apocalypse and the ascension at the same time. And you're going, it's like you were in a sleeping for, say, like if you were born in 1900 and had the ability to live several hundred years, and you slept for 50 or 60 years, and you woke up today. I mean, think about it. There's airplanes, there's cell phones, there's computers. I mean, you're going, what the heck? That's kind of what's going on with you.
You know, I have a spirit here. It's either that or they're showing me you back in your past life. But it's the strangest thing because, oh, my God, I've never seen anything like this. It's kind of like a uniform, somebody in uniform, but not in, like, dress blues, but in, like, a like, you know, the army, like it's deep green and deep brown and deep, and it's got one of those helmets that kind of, and it's dark, like you're in a dark place, or this guy is in a darker place, and he's kind of coming out of the swamp. He looks like he's coming out of the swamp. He's tall and thin, and he's in an army uniform, but it's not the dress army uniform. It's the fighter army uniform. Do you know anybody who that could be?
I mean, I have my brother-in-law was active duty. He served in Coringal Valley for a while. My grandpa was in the Navy, but that would be a different uniform.
Now this guy, it seems like he's got a veil. I can't see past like the smoke. It's like not smoke, but haze. So it might be a long time ago, or it might be that this one's deceased. So do you have anybody on the other side that was that fought in a war?
I don't know, honestly. It could be like a great grandpa or somebody like that, because
Go ahead.
I have to interject here. I can't stand it anymore. It's like I cannot get a vision out of my mind. It just won't go away. I keep on seeing you in a Roman uniform, and you've got great legs. It's like, you know, how they wore them.
He is a kid.
Like a kid then, yeah.
Yeah, it was like you were, I mean, I keep on seeing you in this helmet and with the little short uniforms and the lace-up sandals and a spear and everything. They just keep on flashing. Maybe, you know, God, Bonnie, maybe you found one of your guards.
I found my royal guard. Okay, whoa.
Yeah. The only thing I can think of is that one year for Halloween, not too long ago, I mean, I was a Roman soldier, and I had like the whole dress up and everything. That's the only thing I can think of. That's what rings a bell.
Well, we're talking about past lives here. You actually might have deja vu when you picked up.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have an interest in that period of time? You know, like are you like movies from that period of time, or you know, like the Egyptian or Roman days or something? Because, I mean, it's like, oh, God, I mean, it's like, there you are, and a great leg, let me tell you. That's all they're showing me.
We're
going
to move on to the other person without the great legs here. We're going to move on to the scene I'm seeing, because this is like, it's like would be a bridge over the River Kwai. That's what kind of uniform it is. That's what kind of, it's really very somber. And so I don't know if you've had anybody in your family that actually has been in the war that has passed at a young age, or I'm going to tell you that you came back pretty quickly, because I do see this person, and it's juxtaposed to you. So
maybe it has to do with that whole military thing that I'm picking up, and that it's a person that's part of your soul family, and that's what you're picking up also, is that whole uniform thing, you know, a spirit that because that it's so representative of that. There's a like a military thing going on. You know, thing, and maybe this in this lifetime, you're going to break that you know, that there's no desire to have that kind of energy.
Well, what I think you're trying to ask, if I'm not mistaken, is you are lost and don't know where your path is, and that's why I feel that you think you're lost. You're not lost, but you feel that you don't know, like I'm seeing like your mind, and your mind is saying, well, what am I here for? What am I supposed to do? I have no path. Why do you not have a path? Is there something you're thinking about being, or are you in school, or were in school for it? Because I feel like you're asking which way to go, and that's why you called. You really have a directional problem, and that's what I'm seeing. So tell me what you are and why you feel this way.
I don't know. I mean, it could be like a stem of thing, or you know, a lot of things that stemmed from, you know, just me growing up. Like I used to be very good in school. I'm no longer in school now. I'm working at a call center. And I mean, I don't know. I just kind of don't know what I want to do. I'm sorry?
You said a call center. I'm saying not your calling, but I get it. It's a job.
Yeah. It's not the greatest thing, but it is a job. And I mean, it was a temporary switch over since the last job I had, I actually, you know, got terminated from for, you know, other reasons. And, I don't know. I guess I'm not in school. I'm, you know, like I said, I'm 21. I got out of high school barely. And I don't know, ever since, I guess what it
stems
from.
What's your passion? What's your passion? I feel there's a passion that you're not bringing forward. It doesn't need to be like a professional. It doesn't have to be like a college, but it's got a vocation. So what are you interested in? Because I feel there's a passion that you're not bringing forward. What's your passion?
Honestly, I'm not too sure yet. I know that I really like people. I like to, you know, I like to be around people. I've worked mostly retail jobs, so I mean, I do enjoy the company, and I like to, you know, help people out.
What do you do for a hobby?
I mean, I do a lot of things. I skateboard. I make some music a little. I make a little bit of music, you know, play instruments, stuff like that.
He's very multi-talented. He's like a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah.
So they call it a jack of all trades, master of none. And here's what I keep on hearing is that this is like a metamorphosis of the butterfly coming out of the cocoon. This is your struggle of identity.
Yeah.
By the time that you hit 23 or your 23rd year, which is living year, which is 22, okay, double-digit years are very, very powerful, regardless of what years they are, is that you're going to find, oh, my God, this is what I want to do. And it is about, I don't know whether it's vocational school or tech school or, but it's some kind of training that it's like, like your brain lights up like a pinball machine.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden these amazing ideas and everything, and you're pulling it from visuals from other experiences that you've had in past lives, and it's to I keep on hearing post-traumatic stress syndrome, okay, which of course you're not suffering from, but I think that's the military thing that we're picking up, and whatever it is that you're getting ready to do has something to do with that, is that people that suffer from that post-traumatic stress syndrome, and they're not just military people. I mean, you know, people who are bipolar, it's like you experienced that so much in past lives that now this time you say, well, okay, I can't make war go away. I can't make this go away, but I can now in this life find something that will help alleviate that and help with that. And that's and this is coming to you within the next year and a half, when you go, wow, you know, that is so cool. And it'll be like baby steps. You start this, and it takes you here, and then it takes you there, and it takes you there. And by the time you're in your 30s, you're going to have a fully entrenched career in something of service.
Can I don't know how much time we have left, but I don't know. Would you mind if I ask one more question?
Oh, you can have the whole.
No, go ahead. Wait a minute. Susan likes your legs, and you're way too young. So, yes, you can ask the question, but then we're going to have to move on. But go ahead. Please ask us another question before I actually have to shut the show down, because you're underage for her. But go ahead.
Oh, no.
Go ahead.
Okay, well, the question I have, I'm kind of curious about how so just, I guess, kind of a background. I was engaged at a very kind of a young age, maybe about a year ago. I'm still a little emotional about it every now and then. Sorry.
Okay.
So, yeah, I was engaged to this girl who I've been friends with her like my whole life, pretty much. We grew up together. Excuse me. We grew up together. We went to like elementary school, middle school, high school. Like, you know, we knew each other for a very long time. When it first started off, I mean, we were just kids, and you know, we just hung out. Like, we were literally just the best friends. Like, that's all we were. Everybody knew us as best friends. Like, we were always hanging out. There was no romantic type deal. Like, it was just, you know, we dated who we dated, and that was it. Like, we were just friends. Well, I talked to this other girl that I actually got caught up with in high school, and that ended up breaking my relationship and my ex-fiance's relationship up to where we didn't talk for like 3 years. 3 years later, and I don't know what happened, she just decided to, you know, get in contact with me again, and everything seemed fine. And I mean, that all fell off, you know, just to kind of make a long story short. Some things happened that were just kind of out of my control, out of anybody's control, really. It was just something that kind of happened. I just wanted to make sure, like I don't know if this is even a question you guys can answer, but I the way it all ended, it made me feel like I had no control just because of how it all ended. Like, there was just, you know, an instance where something came up where I couldn't explain, and I mean, it just kind of ended that way. I just wanted to make sure that, like, I don't know, I guess all these, after this whole year, all I can really hope is to know that, or, you know, hope is that she knows that I didn't try to cause any harm and, you know, stuff like that. I guess my question did I do something wrong, I guess? You know, is there something that I could have changed?
Well, honey, the first thing that I'm going to do you want to take this, Bonnie, or do you want me to?
It's up to you, because we're probably both going to say the same thing. The first thing I heard was,
probably both going to say the same thing. Yeah.
Yeah.
The first thing that I hear is that that you need to stop making it about you. Okay.
Right.
Is that whatever she was going through, where her relationship with her, she totally misunderstood and miscommunication big time. And also, someone's whispering in her ear about some things, okay? Don't touch me. Go over to Bonnie. This will get resolved. It will, the first place that you want to go is, did I do something wrong?
Yeah.
I mean, not go is, did I do something wrong? Where you want to do is, you want to ask the powers that be to help both of you resolve this in authentic truth, because there's a lot of misunderstanding in here, and you didn't do anything wrong, and she just did her own thing and made a decision that you were going to be kind of the scapegoat of whatever was bothering her or whatever was going on to her. So what you want to do is just, you're who you are, be authentic to yourself, and as long as you stay authentic to yourself, then you will find her coming back toward you. As long as you feel responsible for what the situation was, that you did something wrong, this will remain a wound between the two of you.
Yeah.
And she will come back together again. Sick karma there. Whoa. I mean, it's like, I mean, definitely strong soul family.
Yeah. You know what? I've got to tell you something that I'm feeling, and I guess maybe it's where I think you're feeling that you did something. Because maybe what you feel like you did, but it wasn't wrong. So what I'm feeling...
Thank you. That's what I was trying to say.
Because you can't let him out of the of what he did. But it wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Okay. You're young. You're young. And so what you really need to do, because I feel even though you're emotional about it, there's ego involved. And it's like both of you... can't, it's like two ships in the night, that want to be that are being pulled by a magnet, and then they're like 6 feet apart and just pass each other. So what it is the problem that you're having is you really haven't told her how you feel, and that you're young, and that you really, your heart belongs to her, and that she shouldn't remember the past, because in the past she didn't believe that, because something did happen that she felt was your fault, but really you were young and you can't be held responsible for that, except in her mind you did something. So what you want to do is you want to call her, I would think, and you want to say, please, let's talk. I'm not a god. I'm not the perfect person. And I don't feel that anybody is here. But what I do know is what my heart says. And if you'll listen and understand that we all walk from different worlds and different, you know, attitudes and lives, then, you know, let's try to make this better. Because I do feel there is some big time miscommunication, and I think you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. So. Yeah, but it's not, it's weird. Go ahead. I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm dumbfounded, kind of.
You need to come clean with how you feel, not about apologizing, not about I did something wrong, but just about life and how you feel from the heart. And who I feel like is talking in her ear, Susan, and I'm just going to ask you, I think it's family, okay, or a best friend, family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you might try, I have done a lot of emotional addiction counseling with situations where guilt was a big factor. And to open up a dialogue is what I call a cat belly up, okay? And
yeah.
Which means that palms up, belly up like a cat, you know, does. And that's a total sign of trust. And in the opening conversation, it's basically what you say is that what can I do to feel better about this situation? And instead of I need for you or can you keep you want your own, I want you. Keep the I out of it in terms of what is you're looking for, and put those palms out, belly up, and say, what is it that I can do to make this better for you?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Right. Okay.
Don't let too much time go by.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And just don't be attached to the outcome. You've got nothing to lose.
Because
you guys got a lot of karma together, and sooner or later, you know, she's going to think about it. She is.
Right. Okay. Was there anything else that, I mean, maybe you guys felt like you needed to say to me or anything like that? Is there anything?
Not
there?
On air.
Okay. Is this
not
about the
air,
leg still?
Except that you're young and you're and things that you think about or thought about really did affect what
it is.
And her too.
Growing up. Yeah.
Yeah. So just go and do it. Okay. Just go, and like Susan said, and I totally back and agree with, or she can say I said and she totally backs and agree with, is that you really attach, don't, I know you can't be attached to the, disattached from the outcome, but know that it's a karmic lesson, whatever happens. And we feel, or Susan feels, and I totally agree, that this is not over yet. But it will be not a pretty sight if you continue to not talk. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right? Okay.
Happy holidays, well, sweetie.
Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays.
All right.
Okay,
bye.
Oh, that was like some, I just could not get that vision of that Roman gladiator uniform out of my mind. It was just so distracting.
All right, I have Candy on. She wants to ask you a question, and I've got another caller. So we've got to move on, Susan, and I want to get to your we want to get to your BOGO and everything too. So Candy came. Yeah.
Hi, Candy.
We want to thank you. We want to thank you, Candy. You are always so wonderful in chat. You yourself are an intuitive. You're the angel reader, and you hear from above. So I want everybody to know in chat, when you do see Candy, and you do that she's not just writing, she's actually a member of this team, and she's an unbelievable psychic, intuitive, so and medium. I can attest to that. So you need to ask Susan a question. Go ahead.
Yeah, Susan. Saturday.
Hi, Candy.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I mean, it's like I'm, actually watching you in chat. You're like right on top of everything.
Go ahead.
Okay. What I want to ask you, see what you see, is my husband applied for a job on Saturday to a company. What do you see for this?
Can you give me the name of the company?
Yeah, it's Bruker Biospin.
And tell her what its position is.
What is it? What do they do?
They make what are those things called, Bonnie? Imaging machines?
MRIs. It's the same job that it is the same job, Susan, that he has for this other company. Would be the same job.
Okay, and where is it located?
There is an office here in Houston. There's an office in Billerica, Massachusetts, Chicago, and California, and other parts of the world.
I'm hearing that there's an offer going to be coming, but the office that's going to be offered, you're going to go where? I think I mentioned this to you before that they were going to start coming in. He's going to have to be selective about who he chooses because I feel like there's going to be three that's going to be like boom, boom, boom. Okay. And because he may, like if he accepts this, there may be something that follows up behind that you go, oh, wow. You know, this is like sounds really good. I think whatever I do believe they're seriously considering him, and I think that he's going to get a second interview or a call in to say, are you interested, type of thing.
Okay.
But there's also two more. How many resumes has he sent out?
Just this one.
Gosh, oh, Jesus. Oh, sorry, folks. There's my potty mouth again. Candy. I mean, he sends, didn't I just say this to you that he was going to, like, he sends one interview out and they answer immediately. I mean, hello. You know, so
I said the same thing, Susan.
I know, you little worrywart, you. You really, I mean, if he sends them out, he's going to get an answer. I mean,
yeah, okay.
That's the point. So tell him that there's two other possibilities, but it's free will. You know, he may not want to do that. You know, it's like, I sent this out, they answered, let's go for it. So it's entirely up to him. But if he sends out his resume to two or three other places, he's going to get an answer.
Okay. The one is
I told you not to worry. This boy's going to be working.
Yeah, that's what I told her. I'm listening to you, Susan, because, see, we just had this convo on Friday, on Saturday, but I'm just loving that you're following up. Go ahead.
Who's ever listening to the show, see, there you go. It's like as gifted as mediums and psychics are, it's
that's
like
right.
We
you
show,
always use
you
each know, other
like,
as backup.
Oh, my God.
I can't see stuff for myself.
We can't get out of our own emotional
that's
way.
That's right.
That's being human. I mean, it's just the way it is.
And the one that keeps popping up at me is the Massachusetts office one.
And are you asking, should he apply? Is that what you, or the,
no,
the office?
He's already applied for the job, but there's an office here in Houston where we live. There's an office in Massachusetts. There's an office in Chicago and one in California. But for
I'm hearing Houston for some reason, because I'm hearing expansion. I got chilled on that. That they're in the middle of expansion and merger. So
the place would be like it's an hour and a half from us where it's actually at. It's at the Woodlands, Texas, but which is a suburb in North Houston. We would have to move because it's an hour and a half, but it would be actually between a 2 and 3 hour commute.
Moving is on the agenda. Regardless.
And you know what? So you never know from there either. You know, because he has a high specialty.
What I'm hearing is don't buy.
Because
wherever it is that you're going, you're either going to get transferred. A better opportunity is going to come, because this is bar up, is what I'm hearing. Yeah. Whatever happened with your husband and the other job, this is about him. He put it out in the universe that he wanted to raise the bar, so they made it happen.
This company is actually the number one company in this field. They have offices all over the world, Japan, China, Brazil.
There you go.
Dubai. I mean, there is room for up. We're here. He was at the top.
Well, it doesn't necessarily, when whatever raising the bar means in terms of his job doesn't necessarily mean our definition of raising the bar. You know, he knows what raising the bar means in his job.
Right. Good job, yeah.
Well, I think that's fabulous. So get ready. I told you to start getting rid of things. You know what? I told you. Wait a minute. I told her to start purging stuff, throwing stuff out, and start packing, because you're going to be gone.
I know. Yeah. I know. So now you've got Tinkerbell and Queen Z saying, pack it up, baby.
Pack it up, baby. All right.
And
all right. Well, thank you, Candy. You're on.
My answer to your deja vu question is: yes, I've seen it, I've had it, I've felt it, and it can be strange feelings. Some of them.
Well, honey, tell us. Well, we only have 7 minutes, and I want to get to Susan's. So maybe we'll continue this conversation, because you're on the show tomorrow. Everyone, we have Candy, the angel reader, on tomorrow. From 1 to 2, and I think Ron Cole is on from 2 to 3. No, he isn't. I'm so sorry.
No, not
Ron
tomorrow.
Is on next week. I have
keep her straight, Candy. Keep her straight. You know, she's flitting around again.
Right, because I'm changing the shows up so much because of the holiday season. You know, next week is our last week. I think Monday is the last show day. I'm trying to get everybody in, like, I'm trying to put everybody on at once to just chat and say happy holidays and put callers on. So I'm trying to make this work. So that's why the schedule is like, Anyway, so tomorrow you do have Angel Speak Candy on from 1 to 2, right, Candy? Or is it 2 to 3? I don't remember.
Please help her, Candy. Help her.
I think I'm from 1 to 2.
Okay. All right, everyone. Right. So please join us, and we'll continue.
Thank you, Susan.
We'll continue. Thank you, Candy, for doing everything so special for us. You put all of our cues in. You put all of our shows in.
You do all kinds
of posters. I mean, you go way above anything that we could ever do or expect, and we thank you from the bottom of our heart.
Anytime.
All right. Well, I am going to put you on hold, and we will speak with you tomorrow, and we'll continue the deja vu so you can tell, because I do want to continue some talk about past lives, deja vu, and soulmates. So we'll start that with the angels tomorrow at 1, okay? Candy?
We're losing people out of chat like crazy. I don't know if they're having problems with chat. They get on and then we lose them. I mean,
we're losing them on the system. Yeah,
In fact, I
think Candy was kicked off 3 or 4 times. Anyway, to make this, because we have 4 minutes, Susan is offering an amazing, for anybody listening and anybody online, anybody that listens, Susan every year offers what she calls a BOGO. Buy one reading, get one. It is, I can't even tell you, I'm so tempted to buy one, even though Susan and I talk all the time, to give them as gifts. They're probably the most special reading. You can listen to them afterwards and keep them. I think, Susan, don't you put them on an MP3 player, or you send them to them as a reading?
Yeah, well, every year during the holiday season, and I try to offer it again at New Year's, for December, is buy one, get one for a half hour, 45 minutes, or an hour reading. And you can either use both of them. They're good till June of 2016. And or you can buy one for yourself and give one away as a Christmas gift, or you can split one, the cost of one reading with a friend, and both of you get a reading for the new year or for the holidays. And you can find all about that by going to my website, which is SZRWhiteWings.com. That's S as in Susan, Z as in zebra, the color white, and wings, plural, WINGS.com. Or the easiest way is that if you just Google me, Susan Z Rich, or White Wings Foundation, White Wings, a psychic, Susan Z Rich Psychic, and my website will come up, and then just click on the intuitive counseling link, and you can see the scale rate. If you buy a BOGO, please email me and mention that you heard it on the show, because I usually, the only people that know about my BOGO, it is not on my website, are my clientele mailing list. And if you want to get on that mailing list, please email me and say, I'm interested in your BOGO that I heard on Bonnie's show.
And you also, another good, great idea, I wish I had it, was Soul Windows, Secrets from the Divine. It's the book that Susan channeled from spirit. I always say it's for me,
oh,
but I'm not.
Oh my God! Did I just hear Bonnie say that I actually channeled it to spirit, or did
I
she say
finally,
that?
No, I'm finally giving you credit
because I only wish I did.
You did, and that's what I said. Susan channeled it. It's the first time in 2 years that I've told everybody that. But I know, I must be losing my mind. But the thing is, that is one of the best tools I've used. So please go to her website and download the book. It is easy reading for anybody that doesn't like to read, and it will change how you feel and view everything in your life and other people's. So you'll hear Susan and I say, well, what soul window are you in? That's because she's changed all the metaphysical, the hormonal, the life stages lingo to soul windows. And it is so easy. Once you can feel like or sense which soul window you're in, then you kind of can feel what the issues are for you at that point. So I love this book. I used it when I did counseling. I still do counseling, but I've kind of, my business goes back and forth because I do the radio so much. So when I'm counseling,
which
when
is
I'm
why we asked our young caller when he was 21, his age, because we wanted to know what soul window he was in. And in the soul window that he's in, it's like, who am I? what am I supposed to be doing? You know, I mean, he was a perfect example of that particular soul window, which is, like, I think the second or third soul window.
Yeah. You know, I was either going into the third or set, but I've got to tell you, between us, I got to read it again. But I always say I'm in the second soul window, that I'm in 16, so he might be just hitting his third, actually.
Oh, yes. You're in your state. I think you're stuck there. So
we
just have to accept that.
We only have 5 seconds left. I want to say goodbye to everybody and thank you. And I'll see you back here tomorrow, 1 o'clock. Thank you, Susan. You know I love you. And happy
on our show. Absolutely.
Thank you. Have a great day, everyone. And please be back with us tomorrow. It'll be Candy, Angel Speak, getting messages from the angels, and we already have a million things to talk. Yeah, your turn to call in, Susan. All right, bye.
Bye.